Swine flu is back on the front pages in the Czech Republic, with the health authorities reporting a steep rise in the number of cases this past week. Close to 500 people have been diagnosed with the H1N1 virus, and two people have died of related complications. Daniela Lazarova has been following the story and joins me now in the studio. So, Daniela, is the Czech Republic on the brink of an epidemic?
Well, Chris, official figures suggest that while this is not yet an epidemic, it's coming very close. Some predict it could be here next week, some say mid-December. But the fact is that, as in other states, we don't really know how many people have or have had the swine flu. What we have is the number of those who have actually been tested, and that's currently at 486 of that 93 this week alone. But like in neighbouring Austria, in the Czech Republic, doctors are not testing everyone who turns up with flu symptoms. In most cases, people in this country have had it in a light form and have not had to be hospitalised. In fact, many have probably not even seen their GP. So the figures we have could be the tip of the iceberg, really.
But there have been some serious cases, and two people have died in related to swine flu, I understand.
That's right. We've had two deaths in chronically ill patients. One was a woman who died of multiple organ failure in Karlovy Vary some time ago after contracting the virus. And a man suffering from leukemia died of complications here in Prague yesterday after getting the swine flu. On the other hand, there are a few cases where people have got it badly with no other previous health complications. One was a man in Karlovy Vary who was on the point of death, and most recently, in fact today, doctors fought to save the life of a 28-year-old pregnant woman by performing a cesarean section in the 30th week of pregnancy so that they could treat her without harming the baby. Now the baby, it seems, is fine, but the mother remains in critical condition. So yes, there have been serious cases of swine flu in young, healthy people, as seems to be the norm, but so far they have been far and few between, thank goodness.
Mm-hmm. And actually, have the authorities started vaccinating people yet?
Well, the government has ordered 1 million vaccines, and the first 95,000 units are expected to arrive next week. The first to get them will obviously be health workers and chronically ill patients, to be followed by people who are considered key to the functioning of the state. And now there has been some criticism that the vaccine has taken so long to arrive, but it's only this week that the situation seems to have acquired some degree of urgency. Four schools have had to be closed down, both in the west and east of the country, and the authorities are hoping that this step will help slow down the spread of the virus, though, of course, in view of its sharp escalation in neighbouring Austria and Germany, and, of course, Ukraine, where the situation is the worst. Czech epidemiologists say that it's just a question of time, really, when the Czech Republic will be hard hit as well.
Mm. And how is the public reacting to this looming epidemic?
Well, for the present time, there's been no sign of panic or anything like that. You don't really see long queues at pharmacies. And although face masks seem to have sold out, I've never actually seen anyone wearing one here in Prague. And the pharmacies still have plenty of over-the-counter flu medicine on stock, so clearly people are not buying that up either. I understand that more people were interested in getting a seasonal flu shot this year, and presumably they're doing more to protect themselves by eating vitamins and fruits and vegetables, but that's about all for the present time, really.
Okay, thank you very much for that update on the looming swine flu situation.